every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NEOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHA. Or any of them, their guys.
Yeah, pick a few more. Any more letters of the alphabet you missed?
NASA.
Yeah.
NASA. The NSA. Shelly's having none of that. Well, we don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Matter of fact, using new recording software, so we'll have to see how that goes.
New technology.
Shelly's dying going, oh, crap. I don't know how to do any of this stuff.
I'm not a happy camper.
Shelly's already borrowing trouble, and we started with it a minute ago.
Yeah, you guys missed it. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Mark, if I really needed a meeting, what the hell should I be doing?
Just turn the volume up and sit a little closer to your speakers.
Sweet.
So what else should we do?
I suppose Shelly has a different answer for that.
Yes, I think you should go to a meeting.
How would I get there?
A boat.
All right.
Where do I live if
the
I need
Long
a boat
Island
to get
Sound.
I'm just saying. You said, how do I get there? I'm picking boat.
Okay.
Do whatever you got
to
do.
So for everyone that lives in
meeting.
Las Vegas, you need a meeting? Take a boat.
Yeah, you could get on one of those gondolas in the canal at Venice or whatever that hotel is.
The Venetian.
In case there's a meeting at the Venetian, you're set.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Just go to the concierge and ask where friends of Bill W. are
or
meeting.
Or you can go down to 200 South Main and take the bus.
Sweet.
I know where the bus station is.
Take the Amtrak.
Perfect. Sweet. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
I must move my crap. Hold on.
Oh, Shelly's re-crapping.
Wow. She's re-crapping. Crap and re-crap. That's kind of like the crapture.
Shelly's shuffling her crap.
Still my favorite word for the rapture that didn't happen.
The crapture?
The crapture.
She's closer than ever to being ready. And away we go.
We have shout-outs to Marie, Bruce, and Robert.
Shout-out.
I must say, the boozy news was rough this week.
Let it all out.
Because I didn't have a whole lot to work with. And apparently there weren't a whole bunch of drunks making news this week.
Oh,
I don't
there
know
were.
Why.
Bastards.
Yeah.
How come you guys aren't getting loaded more and getting in more trouble for our listeners' enjoyment?
I need to get on the stick there. Let's see. We got some Lilo news to start it off with.
No, really?
Yeah.
Lilo.
A Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruled Thursday that Lohan did not violate her probation by consuming alcohol because it was not part of her probation requirement. However, because she's on house arrest, she is not allowed to have parties on the roof of her home, which is what she did.
On the roof?
Yes. Yeah. So
does
she
it say that?
Club Lilo opened up on the roof of her house.
Does it say that?
Yes.
You're not allowed to party?
The judge reminded her that she is only allowed to have one person there at a time, unless it's a family member
it's
or a business
member.
It's
going to be a very slow party. Hey, yes. You come in for 10 minutes. Okay, now you.
And
you with the cocaine. Come here.
Yeah. The judge said that the alcohol test that was administered last week by probation officers was not required because her anti-drinking thing ended, you know, her probation from her 2007 violation on drunk driving,
yes,
the prohibition against drinking ended like a year ago.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's on.
So Lilo can drink.
Yep.
So I guess everything she learned at the...
The rehab?
Rehab.
Went out the window?
That's over. Oh, I messed up my story there. In Mount Everest, a man who climbed...
Tibet!
a man who was climbing Mount Everest found the body of his friend who had died conquering the summit only months before.
Well, that'd be a bummer. Was he looking for him?
No. Rodney Hogg...
They leave guys up there, though.
Yeah. Rodney Hogg was making his own climb. They do something called the Seven Summits, which is the highest peak on each continent, and that's your goal is to get to the top of each peak.
Right.
And apparently his friend, Peter Kinloch, had attempted Everest before he did and didn't make it. And the guides, his body was found, it was in a place where the guides couldn't bring him up. So he passed away from exposure.
Yikes.
And then a few months later, his friend Rodney Hogg was making same climb and found his body.
Rodney Hogg.
And they still can't bring it up.
Boss Hogg's nephew.
Yeah, Boss Hogg's nephew, Rodney.
Well, the sad part is they still can't bring his body up. Did you know there are over 200 climbers that are basically they had to leave him where they fell?
Have they found the Duke boys yet?
I don't think so.
Just checking. They did find the General Lee, though, up on the slope.
Yeah.
It jumps well, but not that high.
Speaking of fancy driving, which they did in the General Lee, in Clayton County, Georgia, a woman is on jail on charges of drunk driving and child endangerment after she wiped out a neighborhood picnic area while her two young children were in the car with her.
Hurt anybody at the picnic area?
No, no one was hurt.
Oh, good.
Fortunately. Her BAC was .392.
Ooh.
So she was pretty drunk.
That's a couple cocktails.
Just a tick short of 4.0.
Let's have a couple cocktails and go to a birthday party.
You know, lady, that's a hell of a grade point average, but when you're drinking, not so good.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like the derby of drunk driving. She drove her Camaro through the picnic area of a mobile home park, obliterating two picnic tables.
Pinball.
Then she allegedly drove under a fence and through a ditch and the wrong way on Georgia Interstate 42. Then she drove back into the mobile home park, crashed into the stairs of the property's leasing office.
Drunk pinball.
Yep.
You know what's funny is she drove into a ditch and apparently somehow drove out of the ditch and continued out of the ditch.
She drove into a ditch and missed.
Yeah.
It's the only thing she missed hitting was the ditch.
Perfect. You know, if you're going to have, crazy driving, the Deep South sounds like the place.
Yeah, really.
I wonder if when she went through the gravel if her tires
squeaked.
Yeah. Like it did on Dukes of Hazzard.
That's the law. It has to. We saw it on TV.
So it must be true.
It must be.
In Stockholm, Sweden. At the Egalia Preschool. The staff...
Doesn't sound good.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's weird. They have decided that they're going to try to have a school where the boys and girls are raised in an absolutely gender-neutral environment. So you can't say him or her. You have to say hen. It's it basically is their pronoun.
And that's already. This is they're going to experiment on little kids.
Yeah, and all of the toys are all gender neutral, except for things like they have like a little cooking, the play cooking thing and play trucks, and the girls are encouraged to play with the trucks, and the boys are encouraged to play with the cooking set.
You know, you got to understand about little boys. You could put a little boy in a room full of Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
And you know what Barbie dolls become?
Guns.
Soldiers. Swords. Guns. Soldiers. That's right.
Yeah, I know. No matter what they do.
Good luck with that, Sweden.
They're going to be driving the frying pan around. Look, it's a tank. I don't know. I don't agree with... maybe it's me.
Can get all the boys to take on the female tendencies... And all the girls to take on the male tendencies. The whole race in Sweden will be gone in like two generations.
Yeah.
True.
Perfect.
Nice job.
Let's see. Now, where was this?
We'll be out of hockey players.
Oh, yes. Treasure Island. This is in Florida. In?
Florida!
Thank you. Erica Huerta, 21, of Tallahassee. And Stephen Perry, 22, of Lutz.
Steve I don't know Perry. Where Lutz is. Now I know where he's been all these years, now that Arnel Pineda's singing for Journey. Steve Perry up to these days?
They were arrested for a boozy sex romp just feet from a popular beach bar as dozens of people, including children, looked on.
Steve, you go, boy. Faithfully. Don't stop believing.
Yes, apparently they were both quite drunk. They first engaged in funneling and then began having sex about 50 feet away from the popular caddies on the beach bar.
And this is Steve Perry, right?
So it says... It was sex on the beach.
Yeah, it was sex on the beach.
I'll have two more.
You know, I'm feeling it's possibly a different Steve Perry, but, you know. You ever want to see something very funny?
This one's 22 years old.
This is a YouTube thing.
I doubt it's very funny. Yeah.
I won't. Oh, no, it's very funny.
No, you go ahead.
I won't tell anything about what it is. People have to go look it up. Look up Steve Perry, A Very Perry Christmas. That's all I'm saying. Go look it up on YouTube.
You promise?
It's funny. I promise.
I think I'll skip it. In Siloam Springs, Arkansas.
Shalom.
James Ray Dole in Benton County shot at workers on a cell phone tower in his backyard, injuring one of them.
Damn.
I think that's okay, isn't it?
He thought they were intruders. The man's wife knew that the crew was going to be there.
You're messing with my cell phone connection, you bastards.
The man's wife knew that the crew was going to be there fixing wires, neglected to tell her husband, who thought they were intruders climbing down the pole into their yard, and shot them.
They're after my wife.
Wow.
Or my sister.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, they're both.
Not there.
She was the only one home.
And my daughter, I mean my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's see. In Denver, Colorado, two small bombs partially detonated in a Borders bookstore early Saturday morning.
How do you partially detonate? You either go boom or you don't.
Well, they sort of went boom.
Boo.
That would be a detonation.
Yeah. Boo.
No injuries were reported and no threats had been communicated to Borders Bookstore in the mall, so they do not know why, where they came from or why they were there.
So make sure. Go to your closest Borders and buy some books just in case there's any full detonations.
You probably won't be able to because there's a good chance that your nearest Borders has been just closed.
No, really?
Yeah, the chain it used to be the largest in America is now struggling. It went into Chapter 7 or 11 or something.
You know
like
why,
that.
Right?
Yeah, because Barnes & Noble's kicking like their ass.
With their e-readers?
People like you with your little e-book thing. You're also going to cause all the libraries to go out of business, Shelley, guardian of the stacks.
Okay.
She's gone to the e-book world.
Do you want to hear about Florence Henderson?
Absolutely. When I was young, I had a crush on her.
Really? Not Marcia?
Marcia's mom.
Not Marcia?
Well, no, Marcia, too.
Yeah.
Marcia, first and foremost.
Oh, you were one of those.
Marcia. Yeah.
Well, you may have had a crush on her,
mother-daughter
so,
thing.
So did the mayor of New York.
So did the guy that played Greg Brady.
Apparently
slept with her several times.
In the 60s, Henderson was cheating on her husband quite a bit.
Yeah, with Greg Brady.
She cheated on him with the mayor of New York, he was the mayor of New York at the time, and got crabs from the mayor.
Were they in season?
His name was John Lindsay. Yeah.
She got lobsters from the governor.
She got nice.
Apparently, he sent her flowers and to apologize for having given her crabs.
That's perfect. Maybe you should have sent her some Keyflex shampoo or whatever the hell that stuff is.
Yeah, really.
What's she looking for, Shelley?
I can't see. This is another problem with the new stuff. I can't see what time it is.
No, it's 12:38.
You got time.
Okay.
People are thinking we're recording really late right now at 12:38.
Yeah.
In Detroit, Michigan, the search is on for the dollar store thief.
Star search.
Okay. A, why the hell are you ripping off the dollar store?
Yeah. He's,
it's like spring
he's
training.
It, he's done it twice within 10 days.
He's warming up for a bank.
No, but I mean, did he like steal from the cash register or is he shoplifting?
Both.
What an idiot. Well, the good thing about the cash register at the dollar store is probably mostly cash.
Yeah.
But a lot of dollars.
Well, you know, over the course of the two robberies, he managed to get away with a few items. And $100 in cash.
What do you bet he took a bag of Bugles?
Yeah, that's true. I would, too.
Things. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I would take those, too. And they have those at the dollar store.
They do. Well, at least the dollar store near us.
Yeah.
The world's largest dollar store in Laguna Beach, where all the rich people go.
Well, what amazes me is they got the guy on camera, and both times that he robbed the store, you can see his face on the camera, and he was wearing the same exact clothes.
He's a homeless
guy. And they still haven't caught him.
He's a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they still haven't caught him.
He's a homeless guy. He doesn't
if
have any neighbors.
If they carried booze, he wouldn't have to steal any money.
That's true. One-stop shopping.
That's right.
Sweet.
All right. The general manager of Briarwood Presbyterian, which this is in Florida.
Florida!
Briarwood Presbyterian Church's radio station faces charges of lewd and lascivious behavior after he propositioned a teen girl and another woman in a Seagrove Beach Wednesday while he was naked.
I wonder how hard it is to be lascivious.
In Florida, doesn't it just seem to be that hard.
Which just seems like that'd be much more difficult.
It's easy to be lewd.
Yeah, lewd's easy, but lascivious takes a little work.
True. Well, he's a pastor, and he was naked.
Men are dogs.
Woof.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if they're a pastor. We've seen a few of those in the past.
Thor.
Apparently he...
You know, Jimmy Swaggart and... Well, who was the other one? Jimmy Swaggart and...
Oh.
Who was the other guy? They made that movie, Children of a Looser God.
I've forgotten his name.
Putting out that men's magazine, Repent House.
Well, then there was the Bakers.
See, I haven't been able to use those jokes in years.
There was the Bakers.
No. There was maybe it was Oral Roberts or someone. Who was the one that said that? I'm thinking Jimmy Swaggart. Well, maybe it was Jim Swaggart and Jim Baker. Yeah, it may have been Jim Baker.
Anyway, he rolled up on the woman in his car, the 15-year-old girl and a 23-year-old woman, naked, and asked them where the nude beach was, and then asked them to get into the car and go with him.
Did he touch his member?
It doesn't say. It didn't say in the story.
Well, the problem is the one girl's underage. Because if it was a 23-year-old, I don't know if there's a case.
Yeah, because he's
go
still
to the
exposing
nude beach
himself.
With me.
He's still exposing himself.
Yeah, I guess.
If a 15-year-old girl's on a nude beach and you're nude, did you break the law?
15-year-old anything. I'm not talking to them. I don't want to see them. Don't want to hear from them. Nothing. At my store, there was a gal. We used to have our good friend Warren used to be a sign guy. And this girl wanted to be a sign girl. She wanted to dance in front of the store in a bikini. I'm looking at her, I'm like, how old are you? And she's like 15. I'm like, absolutely not. She brings her mother over from
to dance
the trailer
with her?
Park.
To dance with her?
Who says, no, it's okay. I'm her mother. I can sign off. And then I said, no, it's not okay. I don't know.
Oh, that's the end of the boozy news.
I messed that up a little bit.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Start it, Shelly. Start it. Start it, Shelly. Start it.
Start what?
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about. Come on, Shelly. She is not going to go there.
Love and tolerance is our code.
Oh, wow. Acceptance is the answer to all your...
Smacked you right...
Acceptance is the answer to all your problems today.
That was a left hook to the mouth.
It's not until you can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be. And apparently God wants
Mark and
I to be like
this. Meanwhile,
back
at Huntley Manor...
I didn't tell you to shut up, did I? That's
pretty
darn
acceptance.
The butler
was being exposed. Oh, go
ahead. What are you saying over there?
Oh, nothing, go ahead.
We'll hear it later when we're editing. Awesome. So I have no idea what the topic is, but you guys do. Because Shelly's the magic maker and Mark's the solution. What's up?
Actually, you do know what the topic is.
I do?
You and I happened to mention it yesterday to each other. I know that won't help you because you don't remember what you had for breakfast this morning.
And my memory's shot, and you know
all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons. I actually shared a little bit about that. Maybe not in the same way you're thinking, but when I spoke on a panel tonight, I said,
"Really?
You know,
what'd you
I
say?"
When I went to meetings, I did everything wrong, and I did everything for specific reasons, but it was all wrong. You know, I went to meetings late. I left early. I went to it because she was there. I didn't go because he was there. You know, I wasn't doing anything right. I mean, I went to a meeting, but while at the meeting, I had a reason why I didn't want to stay there. That guy. I don't want to stay there because of that guy. I do want to stay there because of that girl. And both those reasons are wrong. But how did you guys think about it?
You know, I hear a lot of people share about things like, well, I have to get sober and stay sober because I want to get my kids back.
Oh.
I'm going into treatment because I want to get my parents off my ass.
You know what? This is going to be good because I'm going to play devil's advocate on some of this for sure.
You are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Like what?
You go to treatment because you want to get your kids back? Okay. Great. Stay clean. You know what? I just said it tonight in the meeting. I'm like, you know what? Getting sober for yourself is really the best idea. But you know what? If you get sober for your kids, you're still getting sober. You may not have as great a chance of staying, but at the very least, you'll get the seed planted. You know what? If you get sober because you don't want your parents to screw you over, at least you'll get the seed planted. You might not stay, but at least you'll get some exposure to the plant, to the program.
All right. Shelly, who's the lead-out music by?
What's your opinion, Shelly? What do you think?
I don't know. I think there's only one viable reason to get sober, and that's for yourself. Because I think that if you do it for somebody else or for some other reason outside of yourself, eventually it's not going to work. Because the resentment will build up. Well, how come that person gets to drink and I don't? Rather than looking at it as, maybe that guy has to drink and I don't have to drink
anymore.
Isn't
that kind of generalizing, though? Because someone gets sober for their kids, they're automatically going to get resentments against people that can drink normally?
Well, yeah, it's a generalization.
I mean, there's a lot of people get sober for themselves. They get resentful at other people.
You have to generalize a little bit because you're talking about the majority versus the minority. It's going to be a general statement.
I have 21 years. It still pisses me off. There's people out there who can drink and use normally.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
If I could party regularly,
yeah,
and be okay with it and still be a good dad,
if you could do it, you'd do it.
Work and all that. Why would I have ever stopped?
You wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's
so if
fine.
People that can do that?
Good for them.
Yeah, why begrudge them?
Good for them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So why would you? Why would you think everyone would?
No, I'm saying that if you get if you get sober out for some reason outside of yourself, that you might start to blame that person or thing for not being able to do what you really want to do. Because you haven't hit a bottom, you haven't.
Right,
because
if you do it for yourself, then you only have yourself to blame.
Well, if you're doing it for yourself, then you're doing it for the right reason.
I'm doing it for myself. I'm resentful against myself. Damn. If I had only learned to drink correctly. If I had only done it right.
Damn straight, Skippy.
Those are the people that go out many times, just like I did. You know what?
You did.
I used to be resentful at myself when I was getting sober for myself. Hey, you got to get sober for yourself. Yeah, and you know what? God, I wish I had done it right. I must have been doing it wrong.
Who were you getting sober for the first time you went in?
Me. The very first time, I called Los Encinas by myself in a room. Uh-huh. No one even knew where I was. Uh-huh. I mean, I wasn't doing it for... I mean, I was the only one I was doing it for because my parents didn't even know. Well, I mean, they knew. They knew. But they didn't know I was trying to get sober. Mm-hmm. They didn't know I called that number, and they didn't know I called Los Encinas. They had no idea. It's not like I went to them and said, please save me. Again. Really, the one time I went and asked them for help. I talked to them right after that and they knew, but, you know, that wasn't the reason why I called. The reason I called the first time is because I was pretty sure I was going to die.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that was for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't stay. The only reason I'm saying that I would play devil's advocate, because clearly doing it for yourself is the best reason. But you know what? If you're getting clean for a reason, is better than not getting clean at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because my feeling is if you stick around for a while and your kids are growing up and you're going to meetings and you start to catch on, you start doing things, you'll eventually end up doing it for yourself. So if you start out for your kids, okay. That's IMHO, in my humble opinion. What do you think, Mark? You haven't really said much about it yet.
Oh. Well, that was one of the things I was going to bring up is you could come in for any reason you want, and you said it. What got you here isn't as important as what keeps you here.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, so you can come in for any reason in the world that you want to come in. If it gets you through the door, great. That's to get clean, to stay clean. I think if you're not doing it for you, you're just counting how many days you get before you go.
So then what's the wrong reason? You know, the topic's for all the wrong reasons. So what's the wrong reason to get clean?
We don't know. It was a catchy topic, though.
You know what? I'm telling you, people will download it just to hear it for sure.
It was a catchy topic.
The worst reason I've heard, and I've actually used it in the very beginning, to get sober is to get somebody off your back. Because then the corollary to that is, and then I can go back to doing what I really want to do.
And yet, here you sit.
Yeah, well, I got over that.
And that's my point exactly. You got sober for exactly the wrong reason, and yet, here you sit with years of time on a recovery show.
How about that?
Because you eventually did it for you.
Yeah, eventually I was doing it for me.
Right.
Yep. We know a guy. We know a guy who got sober because he met her.
I can't remember which. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many that could be.
You know. So now he and her are great. He's pretty much stopped going to meetings, stopped showing up for his commitment.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, start counting down the days.
A good buddy.
In his last 30 days.
And I dig him.
May have been his last 30 days about 40 days ago.
Yeah.
And I dig him, and I just haven't seen him lately. And you know what? That's probably a good example of that. But again, maybe he doesn't get it now. But I'll tell you what will happen, as what always does, he's going to crash and burn spectacularly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be jails, institutions, death, or recovery. And because he's had some program, it'll probably be recovery if he makes it back alive.
Right.
Which we hope he does. Sweet. Shelly, let's say you're sponsoring someone. And they say, I'm getting sober because my boyfriend's going to leave me if I don't stay sober. Do you tell him, oh, screw that, just don't get sober because that's the wrong reason?
No, I don't tell him that, but I tell him that they need to get sober for themselves.
What if they say, well, I'm not there yet?
Why not?
I really need to make him happy so he doesn't leave me.
No, you really need to make yourself happy. You really need to get sober for yourself.
She's going to shop for a new sponsor.
Sponsor shopping?
I need a co-signer.
No, I'm not going to co-sign it.
And yet you did it. You got sober for the wrong reason, and yet here you sit. But you wouldn't allow that.
No, I wasn't stupid enough to tell somebody that I was getting sober just to get you off my back.
Oh.
I just thought it secretly to myself.
Oh. So as long as you're the only one that knows, then it's okay?
Well, it worked for me.
So I guess what we've learned here is if you're getting sober for a reason other than for yourself,
keep it to yourself.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Keep it to yourself.
Because then it'll all work out brilliantly.
Well, you know, if you go to enough meetings and you hang around the program long enough, eventually you'll get indoctrinated like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Join us.
Start towing the party line.
It's the whole thing of, mm-hmm. you know, bring the body, the mind will follow. I mean, you remember there used to be all those kind of sayings like mm-hmm. that. You know, I believe truly that I sort of caught alcoholism in AA meetings because I came in as a dope fiend addict. I did not think I was an alcoholic, and it was only by going to AA meetings that eventually I said, hey, you know what? Geez, when I drank alcoholically. You know, I wouldn't have believed it.
You know how I became an alcoholic? When I came in, there weren't enough CA meetings to fill all the nights of the week. Yeah. So if I wanted to share an AA meeting, I had to say I was an alcoholic.
Yeah. But so, did you ever drink alcoholically?
Isn't that great? There's a program out there that you actually have to lie about yourself in order to tell the truth.
Yeah, see, well, see,
I have in order to share honestly, I have to lie about myself.
Because when I first got sober, I'm like, I haven't drank in like 15 years hardly. I mean, rarely.
Mm-hmm.
I did coke or speed every single day, but I would rarely drink. So when they're like, well, you're an alcoholic, I'm like, dude, how can I be an alcoholic? I haven't drank in 15 years hardly. And they go, when you drank, and you mostly drank, did you drink alcoholically? I'm like, oh.
I mostly didn't drink alcoholically.
No? You bastard.
Nope.
I need to be able to drink then.
I identify as an alcoholic to
group conscience?
Make all the old farts happy.
Group conscience? Really. Who thinks Mark should be able to drink?
I got two votes.
You got two votes. Sweet. Shelley, what would your final words on the subject be?
Just go to a meeting and get sober.
What if I'm an addict?
Then go to NA.
And God's calling. get clean.
Yeah.
Sweet. My final words would be, I don't care why you get sober. I really don't, man. If you're getting sober to get your boss off your back, or your boyfriend or wife off your back, or the courts off your back, or you're getting sober because your kids, or you want to get your kids back, I think any of those are fine reasons to start doing programs. I think what you need to do, though, is to actually stay, and eventually you'll end up doing it for yourself if that be what it be. So, Shelley.
Yes?
We'll start doing some other stuff. Mark got called by God on the phone, so he had to step out of the studio for a moment. So we'll get his final words when he comes back. Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. Or you can inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Sweet. We have friends online.
Yes.
A couple. At intherooms.com. Actually, we got a lot of friends on Facebook, too. But intherooms.com is sort of a Facebook of recovery in a way. You can join the A of your choice. You can join groups like Friends of Recovery 101, where we have an embedded player. You can press play on that thing. If you also go to recovery101.net, you can press the embedded player there and then go over and surf on intherooms.com. It's absolutely free, which is a bargain at thrice the price. Do we have any email addresses, Shelley? She loves this one because she can never remember them all.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Sweet.
And recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Sweet. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Well, apparently, we're not going to have any final words from Mark.
Too bad.
God was more important. He's on the phone with God. Then Shelley.
Yes.
Who is the lead out music by?
By our friend Doug, Falling Down.
Sweet. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends.
go without a